All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick as we get ready for week one. Coach, fair to say if a player's not in your building or on a technicality, not part of the organization yet, you don't have any comment regarding Antonio Brown?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot to get ready for tonight. And we've been talking all preseason. I'm sure you started work on the Steelers a good 2-3 weeks ago. But when you look at the Steelers and especially their offensive line, they've had a pretty consistent core. You know, with Pouncey, obviously, played against him in the middle, throwing the wave of DeCastro. They got a pretty good unit up front.
Yeah, very good. Those three inside guys, Foster, Pouncey, and DeCastro, played together for 8 years. You know, Villanueva has been there for 5 or 6, whatever it is. And, you know, Felix started the second half of the year for him at right tackle. So there's a lot of continuity in there, especially with those inside guys. You can combine that with Roethlisberger. So right down the middle, they probably got as much experience as any team in the league.
Looking at the running back, obviously you didn't play against Connor last year. He was dinged up with the ankle. Samuels had a really good game against you guys, not to bring that up. But when you watch film, what do you see in Connor?
Yeah, he's a hard-running guy, hard to tackle, gets a lot of yards on his own after contact. You know, is involved in the passing game. Obviously, the receivers and the tight end are more the go-to guys, but they'll throw on the ball in screens and check downs, things like that. And, again, he's a tough guy to tackle.
Defensive front, we did some TV this past week. Guys like Hayward, Tuitt, Hargrave, you know, Watt, it's pretty solid up front for them.
Yeah, Dupree, they got a good front five. Obviously, four of them again in their nickel defense, but five in their base defense. But they're strong, they're physical. And the one thing about Pittsburgh's defense, they play hard. They really hustle, they pursue well, and they get some plays from behind, strip balls, strip fumbles, strip sacks, things like that. So ball security would be a big force tonight.
They've added guys like Barron, you know, Bush in the draft. How much have they helped impact sort of their front, especially with Barron?
Yeah, well, we'll see tonight how they want to do that. You know, whether they're going to be more of a dime team like they were last year, or more of a nickel team as they've been in the past. We'll see how it goes with Bush, Barron, and Vince Williams. I'm sure we'll see all three of those guys somewhere along the line. We'll just have to see how they want to play it.
How's your week been? How's Teddy Karras's week been? You know, obviously he's the center now. He's sort of been a swing guy, very versatile guy for you guys. You know, with the tough news on David Andrews, but how's Teddy's week?
Good. I mean, I think we're, ready to go. We've had, all the way through training camp practices, a couple scrimmages, and four preseason games. So, it's time to start playing. I think we're excited. We're ready to go.
Big receiver set to go on the outside tonight?
We'll see.
All right. Element of week one, not that you get anxiety, but there's always something, and you watch the games today, that surprises a team or two. You could use that to your advantage. It also could go against you. Do you worry about over-preparing going into games? Seems like a silly question, but is there a chance you can over-prepare for something?
Yeah, well, it's almost impossible not to, because when you look at the team from last year, you have 18 games or 16 games on them, and they only have 100 and whatever, call it 160, 170 plays tonight. So, we've seen a couple thousand plays on the Steelers. They can't run all those. So there's more than what can happen. We know them so well. They know us. I'm sure it's the same on their end, too. So you want to cover your bases, but not get drowned in information. So hopefully we have it at a point where we can go out there and know what they're going to do to a point. We'll make some adjustments during the game, I'm sure, and we can go out there and be aggressive and have good execution.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight kicking off your 2019 campaign. Sunday Night Football, play should be amped up.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Scott.
All right, send it up to Beetle at Splitsville.